Blog Talk Radio.
No, we'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything on my own?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Twitching like a finger on the trigger of a gun.
Coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio, and sitting next to me, to my right, as always, a mere 204 miles away, the irrepressible J-Man. J-Man.
Hola, bitches.
Jesus.
Stupid microphone. I hit the button, but it didn't come back on. Anyway, you know what?
I think what you were really doing was applying some Stippic pencil to your face.
No, I was watching the chat room, and I was watching one of my favorite things that happens each week, and that's at 5:29, 1 minute before the show, people start saying, "I got no sound. I got no sound."
Yeah, I know. I laughed about that, but I kept it to myself because I didn't want to make fun of our quasi-listeners.
Well, it's just we're about show number 40-something, and I think it's time.
So, Rich, if we've got this down, you need to get it down, too. Oh, no,
and
I guess it was Mike.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Mike.
Of course it was Mike. Yeah. So how are we doing, Matt?
Oh, pretty good. Hot up here in Ohio, but nice nonetheless.
It's brutal, brutal down here. There are a few thunderstorms in the area, but they're mostly missing us. But we did have some cloud cover today, which kept the temperatures down into the mid-90s.
Yeah, it's the same here.
Yeah, always nice when that happens.
Yeah, it's nice. It only hit 92 here today, I think. So.
Oh, well, see, it was a pleasant day for you guys.
It was.
Now, how much hotter is it inside the beer mine than it is than outside? I mean, but it's
actually inside the beer mine. I got lucky today, collected a little breeze. So today it was probably only about 85 in the beer mine.
Oh, I thought maybe with all those cars that come through and sit there pumping the exhaust out.
Yeah, well, that's always something we don't like too much. In fact, one guy came through today, an old ex-Marine. He's probably about 62, 63, something like that. Could probably still kick my ass in much better shape than me. He got his 12-pack of Milwaukee's Best Ice. Of course, he's on the cell phone when he came in. I said, you know, here at the beer mine, we appreciate if you turn your cell phone off first. And he muttered something like, "You young prick, I'm going to kick your ass." Something like that. And then, of course, you know, the 12-pack of Milwaukee's Best Ice is $6.94. And he pulls out this big wad of cash. And as he's looking for $7, for like 20 to 30 seconds, which seemed like 20 to 30 minutes. I said, "Hey, would you like me to get you a new 12-pack? And he said, "No, why?" I said, "Well, because that one's probably warm by now."
Did he take the hint, or did he just think you were being thoughtful?
No, he actually said, "Where's your boss? I want to complain about the help." Hoo-ah!
Oh, well. Good times, good times. Was his vehicle running? Do people leave their vehicle running when they come in there like that?
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that they do leave it running, because I know if they shut it off, they want to chat. And it doesn't matter if there's a line of cars behind them. "Hey, how about them Reds? Oh, I don't really care."
They're hanging tough out there.
They're hanging tough.
Another profitable day at the beer mine.
Oh, yeah. Old drive-by Mikey sitting in high cotton today, baby.
But Mike wants to know if there was any good cleavage shots today.
Actually, there was not. However, there was a chick. She wasn't showing any cleavage, and she had some nice ones. But she had something better, Jay, that you know I adore.
Oh, boy, what's that?
The big nose.
Yep.
And it was a pretty big nose. It was a pretty one. Like, it was Laura Ingram good. Oh, I wanted to bite that son of a bitch. That thing was nice.
Did you ask her to turn and face forward so you could get a good profile view of it?
I would have, but probably her daughter next to her would have thought I was, you know, creepy or something. Not that
well,
I am.
We wouldn't want that.
No, we wouldn't. So what's up in Redneckville today?
Well, you know, just been hanging out most of the day today, trying to stay away from the heat. Had to get out in the heat all week long, and had to get a tire fixed earlier this week. Had a nail stuck in it. It took maybe 3 minutes, 4 minutes tops to pull the nail out and plug it, you know, and air it back up. $10.38.
That's a pretty good return on investment for them, isn't it?
That's not bad. Lawyers don't get paid $10 for every 4 minutes of work. But other than that, I'm just hanging out after the show tonight. Of course, the internet is coming to visit. I'm going to have a guest from the internet world is going to be here in town. Dana Lou is going to be here.
Wow.
She's going to pass through on her summer road trip around America.
Well, if Dana Lou's coming to town, you know what I have to say about that. You're not used to me being on top of everything, are you?
No, I wasn't ready for you. So anyway, she'll be here tonight, and then she'll leave, I guess, early in the morning and head on to Memphis. And from there on, her great summer adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So, got that going on.
That's good.
Yeah. And
well, that kind of ties into the show topic.
Yeah. Earlier today, I was just going to say that we had the you missed it because you were at work, but the WNBA All-Star Game was this afternoon.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. In fact, I actually missed it, too. I didn't know it was on, so I don't know who won the layup contest.
Hi-oh! Hi-oh!
of course, the other big news of the day would be the tragic death of Amy Winehouse. Not surprising, but tragic.
No.
Yeah.
In fact, I was I got a call from Dennis Leary shortly after that happened because, you know, he's a big IWS fan.
Of course he is.
Yeah, he just called to see what the show was going to be about tonight, and I told him. But I said, hey, did you hear Amy Winehouse died? And he said, no. So Amy Winehouse died. What a fucking shame.
Yeah. In typical Dennis Leary fashion. And he means that with he means that with love and respect, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
So anyway, we'll we have a few people who are hanging out in the chat room. We had a couple of guests that left. But, you know, these things happen. Anyway, we got a gusto in there.
Maybe one of them was Amy Winehouse, and she was there early, and, of course, she timed out.
Couldn't stay.
So.
Anyway. Gusto's in there, and Mike is in there, and Rich Taylor's in there.
Yep.
How you guys doing? And I see I'm continuing to get a lot of spam on Twitter. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nice that somebody tweets me every once in a while.
But. Yeah, it's always nice. I was going to say, it would be nice if the members of the chat room were naked while listening, but in this case, I think I'll pass on that.
In this case, just keep the shorts on, boys.
That's right.
And, Matt, we already have a caller.
No, we do not. See, I can't stay on top of everything. Okay.
Caller. Hi, guys.
561.
Hello.
Hi. Guess who this is?
Is this the official hot mess of the I'm With Stupid show?
It very well may be.
Is this Sunshine State, Shirley?
Hi. There you go. The accent must have gave me away, right?
It must have.
Must have.
And be nice.
Are you calling?
I can't believe you're talking about Amy Winehouse like that. Be nice.
Oh, we're always nice. We feel bad about
we're always nice.
Oh, please. What? Really?
Well, I do. I don't know about Matt.
Matt, you better learn how to be nice, or I'm going to get a new favorite.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you.
He's dead, for God's sake. Come on.
I know, and it's sad. I know. But tonight, we're celebrating.
Too.
You know what? We're celebrating tonight, Shirley. We're celebrating our hometowns of Bagwine, Ohio, and Redneckville, Arkansas.
Ooh.
And other small towns. Small
other
towns
small.
Like.
I say we throw Peebles, Ohio into the mix.
Peebles?
Well, okay. We
love
can do
Peebles.
It. We're also going to throw Sparta, Kentucky into the mix.
No, that would be Delray Beach, Florida. Yes.
Yeah.
But that's not down.
I hate it here. Shirley, if Jay and I were to come to Peebles, Ohio, what would you show us? What is interesting about Peebles?
Well, other than me, let's see. Not much, really.
What is Peebles famous for?
Okay. Excuse me?
What's it famous for?
Okay, here's what we do in Peebles. You guys should probably be able to relate to this. We drive from one dairy bar to the other on the weekend, scoping out whatever it is that we are interested in. That's it, guys. It was so boring. That's why I left there. You know, Kentucky even looks better than that.
Wow. That's sad.
I know, right? How sad is that? Really?
Yeah, that's kind of an insult.
So what is it that you guys would show me in Arkansas or Bagwine, Ohio? What's there?
Well, Jay, you've got a You've got an internet friend coming to town. What are you going to show her in Redneck Arkansas? Arkansas tonight.
Well, you know,
Arkansas, that was good, isn't that?
Well, you know, one of the first things
what
I would
show
her.
Is
that, well, one of the first things is you grab the phone book, because we're one of the few towns in America where you can get in on the white pages and still find the KKK listed. So that's pretty
oh,
special.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
I know,
yeah.
See?
And when the phone book is done?
And, well, then as you go around town, we have a lot of interesting sites. The first thing we'll do is if you drive downtown, I'll show her the hole in downtown, the building that burned down many years ago, and they still haven't decided what to do with that open space between two other buildings. They still argue about it.
Let me guess, the KKK burned that down, right?
No, they didn't, but some people want to turn that area into a little park or a little music beer garden type place with a little stage.
Yeah.
And other people think that sounds really liberal and socialist, and they'd rather it be a shooting range. So, yeah.
You know what would fit nicely into that little spot, Jay?
What's that?
A mosque.
It would be perfect.
Stop the madness. Stop it.
I am
Matt,
going to the next.
You really, really concern me. The way your mind goes, it just really concerns me.
The Redneckville Muslim Community Center. That would be sweet.
The Redneckville Muslim Community Center. I think it has a name.
The Abdul Al-Bubba.
Oh, Jay, no.
I am going next city council meeting. I am going, and I am going to bring that up. That's a perfect spot.
Now, Matt,
hold
what's
on.
In Bagwine, Ohio?
Hold on, Shirley. The homeless in your community, Jay, the Muslim homeless, they could refer to that that place as Sweet Home Alibaba.
Oh. You guys are so freaking bad. Oh no!
I'm gonna go down there and I'm gonna get my little compass out and I'm gonna figure out where Mecca is, so that we can get everything organized.
That's right. You want to orientate the building correctly.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm gonna play a tape of the call to prayer.
Right?
Yeah. I'm just gonna take it upon myself to go down there four times a day and play a tape of the call to prayer. Standing there.
Make sure you bring the prayer mat, all right?
Uh-huh.
You have to
bring
that. You have to do that whole east, west, whatever that is. Yeah.
Right. I'll grab a bunch of yoga mats from the gym just down the street.
There you go. There you go, Jay. You're on it. So I'm still waiting to hear what's in Bagwine, Ohio.
Well, if you come to Bagwine, Ohio, especially if you came today, the Clark County Fair started last night.
Ooh,
which is,
wow.
Do
they have a Casey Anthony dunking booth like the Bluegrass State Fair does in Kentucky?
No, they don't, but I'll tell you what, they have several exciting rides put together by carnies with a lower IQ and fewer teeth than me, which is always exciting.
Yes. I want on that ride.
And I've heard this week in Bagwine, Ohio, in Clark County, if you come here, there are more mullets and chained wallets per capita during the Clark County Fair than any time in any other place of the world.
Really? It's more than in Arkansas?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
And every,
yeah, I get that.
Every guy walking down the midway has one of those big old combs out of his back pocket. And
has a old Tennessee waterfall.
You're making me homesick, Matt.
Of course I am.
All right, guys. Well, it was wonderful talking to you from the Sunshine State.
Always.
Soon to be home in Kentucky. So... have a wonderful evening. It was nice talking to both of you.
Well, it was wonderful talking to you, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling, babe.
All right. See ya.
Thanks, Phil. Well, there you go, folks. See how easy that is? That was the official hot mess of Mom Was Stupid, Sunshine State Shirley.
And now that we know the phone lines work, we should recommend that other people call in.
Oh, of course. And tell us about your hometown. I could tell you something else interesting about Bagwine if you'd like, Jay.
Would love to.
Less than, 5 miles west of town, there's a battle site. It was the largest battle fought during the American Revolution west of the Alleghenies.
Ooh, now that sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was the Battle of Piqua, where George Rogers Clark took on a contingent of British soldiers and Shawnee Indians. And, of course, it's where Michelle Bachmann says that George Custer led some British soldiers and the Sioux Indians against the Dave Clark Five. But don't let her confuse you. It was actually George Rogers Clark.
Is there a welcome center there?
There is a welcome center there. It's actually pretty nice. And every Labor Day weekend, they do a reenactment of the battle.
Right. When you walk in the Welcome Center, do you hear this?
Yes, you do.
Yes, we got a new toy, people. Well, speaking of battles, we have a spot like that just south of town on Highway 7. Heading towards Jasper. Yes, a large field out there. It's designated as a national monument. We have a big sign and a little, plaque commemorating that in 1857, that is where the wagon train left to head for California, where the people who were all murdered by the Mormons in the Mountain Meadows Massacre.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we've got that going for us. Nice little historical spot there.
Yeah.
And we have a big big memorial to all those people downtown on the square.
And I'll tell you what, I bet all the murdering Mormons, I bet they all had nice hair, didn't they?
I bet they did, and nice teeth.
Nice teeth.
And
pretty
were very, 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 very pleasant and thoughtful when they were slaughtering people. Yes.
I hate to do this to you, but.
But God has commanded me to. So.
I'm not judging, but you must die.
Yeah. And of course, when you get the options on the radio here. One station that plays country, another plays Western. And then one, of course, that plays classic rock. And I feel bad that the Country Time Jamboree closed down. So.
Well, they packed it up and moved to Branson, didn't they?
Yes, they did. But unfortunately, that was the only live entertainment we have, unless the local community theater is doing their version of Sleeping Beauty, which they have they've modified it to make sure that it's family friendly, of course.
Of course. And how is that?
I don't know, but they have that talent. And they'll put that and that will be performed down at the Historic Lyric Theater.
Okay, that's nice.
And the other big thing that we're known for is that we have, in a town of less than 12,000 people, we have 7 dollar stores. And we're getting a new Aldi's. Should be opening next month.
Oh, very good.
So, you know, progress. Years. Progress is being made.
You're like a little bag wine.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what. As you mentioned, Dana Lou's coming to Redneckville. When she stopped by Bagwine last year, she was most impressed that we have not only one, but two Walmarts.
Wow, two Walmarts in town. You guys are big time.
Uh-huh. Double your convenience.
We just got the one. Yeah. We just got the one. Yeah. We do have a new Shipley's Donuts, though.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
We have Schuler's. We could have a donut off sometime.
We could. That would be quite a battle. And 4 minutes left if anybody would like to call in at.
You caught me off guard. I was actually looking at my notes. You can call in at 661-244-9852.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And
let me tell you this, Chad. I told you the county fair is going on. Come next Thursday, they're going to elect the Clark County Fair 2011 Pork Queen. And tonight, the big entertainment tonight is one Lee Bryce. So we're all pretty excited about that here in Bagwine.
Never heard of him.
Of course you haven't. I've heard of him. You know, about 26 minutes ago I heard about him. But,
well, the fair here won't be until sometime in August. We don't have live entertainment.
Yeah.
However, we do have a tractor pull, though.
Oh, yeah.
So we've
got
that going
for us.
We've
got one of those, too.
Oh, yeah.
See? There's also a, what's that called? The Crash 'em Up Derby. God, didn't I sound just like Ward Cleaver right then? Hey, what are you youngins going through, that Crash 'em Up Derby?
Which I now, of course, cannot think of the name of it, but yes, it's the
Demolition Derby. Demolition Derby. God.
Now the Ozark Empire Fair up in Springfield, the night after the tractor pull, will have a Demolition Derby right before the Turtles and Three Dog Night play. So,
now that's
you know,
big.
There. Yeah, Springfield, Missouri is pretty much big time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we have that going for us.
Yeah.
An hour away.
You know.
I meant to mention one of the things that I'll do when Dana gets to town is when I drive her around showing her the town, I will take her drive down Lakeshore Drive.
That
runs right along the beautiful Lake Redneck. It's almost 3/4 of a mile long.
That's pretty hot. We see another similarity because here we have the C.J. Brown Reservoir.
Ooh.
And it's beautiful. Yeah, and it's beautiful gray beaches. that sometimes you're not allowed to swim in because it's high level.
Because it's Ohio. There's Mike. Mike's on the line.
Oh, he is? Oh, shit. We better get him quick.
Mike clicked in.
You're in, Mike.
Here I am.
Yep. You made it with 30 seconds left. You're like James Bond, Mike.
About to lose the live stream. Thanks to everyone who's listening on the live stream. Be sure to come back and listen to the 15-minute after show. It's always lively and full of jocularity.
Yeah. And we actually should call the 15-minute after show Mike's 15 minutes of fame.
There you go.
Yep. Mike likes to hop in and gravy train on our internet fame here.
Yeah, he's always riding our coattails.
This is all BTR will let me do.
So you called in for a reason, didn't you, Mike?
No.
Let's see, I got a message from Dana 15 minutes ago that said she just hit the Arkansas line, so she's probably just rolling into town.
Well, there you go.
She's hauling some booty.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the very disturbing things about Dana is that she doesn't ever pee. Apparently, she only pees like once a day.
Yeah, I think when she came here to Ohio last year, it was like a 10-hour drive, and I don't know if she peed the whole way here. It's the most amazing thing.
Yeah.
Well, she was saying, I caught her here in St. Louis. I happened to be looking at her website, and there was a picture of the arch on her website. I'm going,
stalker, yeah.
So I called her. And she said, I'm in St. Louis now. And I said, I thought you were staying with your friends on the east side. And she says, nope, I'm heading on down to Redneckville right away. She says, I'm heading west on Interstate 64. And I go, that's not how to get there. She goes, I know, I'm lost.
No, you need I-44 to Springfield.
Yeah, she missed the turn, had to take 64 west to 270 south back to 44. And
that's
I got a call from her later, and she goes, am I supposed to be heading to Tulsa? I go, yep, you're heading in the right direction.
I thought maybe when you saw that picture of the arch, you were going to ask her, hey, what is that?
Yeah. I've seen it every once in a while here in town. I just never, you know, went over there to look at it.
I thought it was a UFO.
Yeah. I don't like to leave the suburbs. Well, I tell you, Mike, when I went through St. Louis, the first time I ever drove through there, I had to take somebody to the airport in St. Louis and was leaving from there and going to go to Dayton, Ohio. And I left the airport
Hello.
And
get
on I-70, and we're just cruising along, and I look up, and there's a sign that basically says, hey, if you want to stay on I-70, you'll need to exit now over here on the right, even though you're on the far left lane going 85 miles an hour. That was exciting.
Well, we here in Ohio like people with nimble reflexes. So it's a state law.
So I saw an interesting part of St. Louis before I made my way back around.
I'll bet you did off of Highway 70. You're up in my Habitat for Humanity area.
Wow. That's always nice to know. You're in the Habitat for Humanity area. Lock the doors, kids.
Help the homeless and lock the doors.
I gotta pee. No, you don't.
Well, I say, Dana, I figured Dana would run into Saturday night in Branson and it would slow her down, but it sounds like it hasn't.
Well, that's because Ray Stevens has taken the night off.
And if you
God,
didn't already
does,
have...
No, wait a minute. That deserves one of these.
Yeah. And and of course, if you don't already have tickets to Yakov, you're just SOL. Yeah.
I couldn't remember if they got that. Did they do a bypass through Branson so that people wouldn't have to sit on the two lane for hours?
Right. Oh yeah, you can take.
Well, no, they did a bypass so people wouldn't have to go there. That's what I heard.
That's, yeah. Oh, you get the Highway 65. It was. It's been expanded, so there's enough lanes that you can just kind of drive straight through if you don't want to get off on Highway 76. But there's also the bypass around on Highway 248, I think. And then there's the Branson High Road. I really don't need to know where that goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rand McNally Hour with your host, Jay.
Well, see, I've already told you everything about Redneckville, so now I've got to talk about Branson. And, of course, there's the if you take 248 around, then you'll make it an easier way to get to the Soji Tabuchi Theater. And you can avoid all the traffic outside of the Andy Williams Moon River Theater and the Bobby Vinton Blue Velvet Theater. And whoever the hell he is, Texas Cantina, I can't even remember his name now. Anyway.
And the soon-to-be-built Amy Winehouse Legacy Theater.
Exactly. And don't forget about the Bald Knobbers. They're still there. And, oh, here, Mike, you'll like this one. There's the Lawrence Welk Theater.
Yeah.
They play an early show, obviously.
That sucker's still on PBS here in St. Louis.
It is here, too.
And I think when you – there's a sign at the Welk Theater. It says, Leisure Suits Appreciated.
And, of course, they recommend if you're going to go to the Lawrence Welk Theater that you stay at the hotel right next door because, you know, you shouldn't be out driving around after that kind of entertainment and excitement.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
Especially in this heat because after a two-ounce steak and a salad, your heart's it's pumping, baby.
Oh. Well, you know, right there next door to Bagwine, Ohio, is the industrial wasteland of Dayton, Ohio.
Matt. Oh, my God.
I thought they
I'll tell you what, down. Yeah. Yeah, Bagwine is included in the, actually, I should say Dayton's included in the Bagwine Metroplex. To which I always say, how would you describe your hometown? And to which I always say, it's a cross between Mayberry, North Carolina, and South Central L.A.
But,
with a touch
but
of,
I tell you what.
With a touch of Bedford-Stuyvesant in there.
But I tell you what, I have flown into Dayton International Airport before. And when I got off the plane, I heard...
Did.
I appreciated it.
Well, that's because this is where the birth of aviation took place. The Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur.
Hmm.
Yep.
Proud Daytonian.
Yeah, and unfortunately.
They were actually born in Indiana, but that's okay. We don't mention
they were.
That.
Yeah. But unfortunately, Dayton doesn't mention that anywhere. Other than the 4,327 signs around town.
Well,
so, anyway, are you born and raised
in St. Louis?
Are you born and raised in St. Louis? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Big city boy.
Lived in actually four different houses. I can sort of go up to a high spot and point to every place I've lived. So.
Well, that's fascinating, Mike. Anyway.
Now, I'll tell you what, Mike. I used to spend some, when I was married, I spent some time in St. Louis because the in-laws' families lived there in St. Charles.
Really? Well, St. Charles doesn't claim to be St. Louis. They're across the river. They want nothing to do with St. Louis.
Well, that's okay.
They think
because
they're too
my ex-wife
good.
Never claimed to be my spouse, so that's okay. That makes perfect sense.
You'll have to give me an address. I'll go by and pay a visit.
Go TP their house.
That's what they need, Mike. They need you snooping around their house.
I'm just doing research.
It'll work out great.
I'll take a tape player, tape this show, and go sit on their front yard and play it for them.
Yeah.
Well,
take a few pictures and just say, oh, I'm taking some photos from Matt Man. Remember him?
Actually, they would probably like that because they like me. And there was an uncle there. He was always working on his house, doing remodeling in St. Charles. And he gauged the time it would take him, not by hours, but by how many 12-packs it would take him to do a particular job.
A true handyman.
Exactly.
Oh, I've got one other thing I meant to mention about Redneckville, and you guys could not compete with this at all. We have a mall here that has 40 stores, 37 of which are empty.
I don't know.
We have a Penny's, a Maurice's, and a Little Caesars, and then 37 empty stores.
Ours is kind of like that, Jay, but we top you because we still have an Aunt Annie's pretzel shop.
See? You guys win.
That's good. Yeah, we're the big city.
Yeah.
It was built during the Carter administration.
Crestwood Plaza is about in that shape. They have a Sears, and I can't think of anything else that's still open there.
Yeah.
Well,
times are tough.
If either of you were to come here, and Jay, you know about this little burg some 6 miles to the south of the greater Bagua Metroplex, Yellow Springs.
Great little place.
Yeah. I would take you both to Young's Jersey Dairy, huge operation, best ice cream in the world.
Been
and,
there.
And, well, you know, you get to pet the goats, too.
Yeah, that's right.
where they get the
They've
milk
got a
for the ice cream.
Where you can pet the goats and stuff. And
and
people don't know, if you lay $5 down after 11 p.m., you get to do more than pet the goats.
And I tell you, Yellow Springs is a pretty cool place. When we were there, there were more lesbians per square foot in Yellow Springs than any place outside of San Francisco.
Oh, my God. I think they topped San Francisco.
Maybe. They were everywhere. They are awesome. Love lesbians.
I'm ready to go.
And the richest guy in town is the Birkenstock dealer.
That's right. And the guy that sells dental dams. Oh, my God.
Well, and with that, folks, 1 minute left in the show. I just got a message. Dana is here in Redneckville.
All right.
Uh-oh. Perfect timing.
Yeah. Timed it out perfectly.
And with that message, the city council is holding an emergency meeting, aren't they?
There's a lot of very concerned people have gathered.
They're lighting the torches.
Yep, they've called the sheriff and the chief of police in.
one of them big city girls was coming down here.
Everybody's got a John Deere hat on. Okay, we're out of time.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
Bye-bye.